Don't give up. Don't give up. Hope in Jesus. We certainly appreciate Pastor inviting us here to this conference, and we don't take it lightly to stand in another man's pulpit. Thank you, Pastor. And we're very grateful to be here. And so take your Bibles, and let's turn over to 2 Corinthians chapter number 5. Let's all stand our respect to God's Word. When they found the Old Testament, they stood up. They stood up all day long, and praise the Lord. I don't know if this is, if it's on or it's not on, probably.
It's on.
It's on, okay. Okay, praise the Lord. So 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse number 14, remain standing to after prayer. For the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead. Let's bow for a word of prayer. Father, thank you for this wonderful evening. Father, I know in my flesh it profited nothing. Lord, in my spirit, I want to be a blessing, Lord Jesus. May you fill me with your blessed Holy Spirit for such a time as this. Lord, may you bind Satan and all those who are led by him. Lord Jesus, may you in the precious blood of Jesus Christ take control of the service this evening for your honor and glory. I pray now, Father, that you just encourage us along the way. Speak to every heart. There is some needs out here, Lord Jesus. Only the Holy Spirit can point those needs out. Father, may you open our eyes and our hearts, Lord, to your word. If there's anyone here that do not know you, may they come to know you, and whom to know is life everlasting. Father, may you bless now this service today. In Jesus' name we pray, and for his sake, amen. You may be seated. In 1918, a strong earthquake devastated the country of Japan. Immediately, the emperor asked assistance for five countries. Guess who showed up? You bet your bottom dollars. The U.S. They began to lower helicopters and supplies and medicine and clothing. And as this was taking place, there was a young boy standing on a hilltop looking at this happen. In the meantime, the emperor wanted to write a letter to the president, who was a Woodrow Wilson at that time. He wanted to write a letter saying, thank you. Now, my wife and I, we traveled many a times in different countries. I had an opportunity to go take her to several countries in Japan and Korea. And we went to China, mainland China, and Hong Kong. And we had a chance to preach over there in these different places. Now, if you want to say Japanese, in Japanese you will say, I love you. And Filipino is mahal kita. But in Japanese language, it's a long phrase. And I don't know that, but I'm going to call her my wife. That means I love you. Now, five times he attempted to write a letter of gratitude. Finally, he accomplished this by saying, in five words, sir, we will not forget. Sir, we will not forget. Sir, we will not forget. Well, by the way, that boy on hilltop, Hirohito, emperor of in World War II. 23 years later, they forgot. They forgot. When they bombed Pearl Harbor. Two more days and we'll celebrate that. Day to live in infamy. How easy it is for us to forget. It is easy to forget, isn't it? But I want to talk to you about a negative sense. I want to talk to you about a positive sense. Amen. I want to talk to you about remembering. Remembering. Forgetting is negative, but I want to talk to you remembering. And 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 14 says, "For the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge if one died for all, then we're all dead." Also in 2 Corinthians chapter number 13, verse 14, turn over there. The Bible says, "The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all." Amen. Jesus' last words before he went to heaven in his commencement address. Now, commencement can mean at the end or beginning. He said these words we hold in a great consideration. He tells us to remember the mandate. Look at verse number 9, back in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. "Wherefore we labor that whether present or absent we may be accepted of him." Verse 10. "We must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he had done, whether it be good or bad. Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men." Remember the mandate. We need to remember the mandate. What is Christ's mandate? What is his mandate? He told his disciples not to grow in grace, which is good, in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Keep yourself pure, which is good. Make full proof of your ministry, which is good. But the mandate was, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel." That's Christ's mandate on the earth. Go ye in the world. Look at Matthew chapter 28. Matthew 28, the Bible says, in Matthew 28, verse 19, "Go ye therefore." Now, that's an interesting term, "go ye therefore." Now, if you look at that verse there, "go ye therefore." You know, when I first got saved, I used to say, "go ye," Chris Woodley. But you know what? That has some plural terms to it. It's talking to everybody. It's talking about everybody. "Go ye, therefore," everybody, amen. You, me, everybody, the world, the church, to go. That is Christ's mandate. Acts chapter 1, verse 8 says, "But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And ye shall be song leaders." Witnesses. What does the witness do? Witness tells of something, doesn't he? Sees something. He reads something. Amen. You give your testimony. I tell you what. Praise God. We're in a missions conference, Pastor. Guess what? On Saturday, we went soul winning. Imagine that. Went soul winning, and we won a whole family of three to the Lord. Amen. And they came to church the next day. So, go ye therefore. Amen. That's the mandate. Go ye therefore. Right here in Cambridge, Jerusalem, it says, Jerusalem, Judea, neighboring towns. Amen. Samaria, other states. Michigan, yes, I know. Michigan, yeah. In the uttermost parts of the earth. Amen. Philippines, Tonga. Amen. Israel. Go ye therefore. Africa. Go ye therefore. I tell you what, Adonai Judson, godly man. Godly man. He was in Burma or Myanmar for 6 long years. Not one convert. What made him stay? What made him stay? What made me stay? What may anybody stay to somewhere where you see souls that are dying and on their way to hell?
on their way to hell. There's hope in Jesus. There's hope in Jesus.
You know, he once made a statement. He says, I'll never leave Burma until the cross of Calvary is planted here forever. You know, he went back. He had to go back in 1845 because of illness. And they said, don't go back. He went back, died on the field. For the love of God constrained me.
Amen.
Amen. Remember the mandate. Remember the master. Remember the master. Verse 14. Because the love of Christ, the love of Christ. I tell you what, I can't get over it, brother. I just can't get over the love of Christ, you know, to save my soul in Chicago, Illinois. I tell you what. If much is given, much is required. I tell you what, when they said, Chris Woodley, Sergeant Woodley, you're a sinner. I said, I know. I know. He said, I know a man. I know a man named Jesus Christ. He can forgive you of your sin. And you know, the master. Amen. Remember the master. Look at verse 15a. And that he died for all. For God so loved. He didn't just love. He so loved the world. He so loved the world that he gave. And he died. Look at verse 21. This is an interesting verse, and we preached this in the Philippines, and that he had made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made what? Made the righteousness of God in him. He knew no sin. He was fully God, fully man. We can't understand that. Hypostatic union, big old word. Fully God, fully man. I can't understand that. But let's look at Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15. Let's get a little bit of idea of what it's talking about here. Look at verse 14, Hebrews 4. See then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens. Jesus, amen, the Son of God. Let us hold fast our profession. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but which was in all points tempted, like as we are, yet without sin. You know, in sign language, we use touch, 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 touch. Can I be touched? But he was touched. You know, when you remember the master, you'll be compelled to win the loss. You'll be compelled. And compelling, he says, if he compels you to give, take one coat, give him two coats. He compels you to go 1 mile, go 2 miles. You'll be compelled to win the loss. John chapter 4, verse 4 says, he must need go through Samaria. Why did he go through Samaria? There was a lady at the well. Lady at the well. And she needed salvation, folks. I remember we were on our way to a place there in Dop Dop, Bon Bon, Tarlock. No, we're not the Flintstones, we're the Woodleys. And we were going there, and it was a typhoon, signal number 2. And trees were falling in front of us. And it was raining and raining. And I said, let's get out, take the tree, pull it out of the way. Went down, kept going our room. Lord must be going to be us to go somewhere. And we went down, and we went down with one family, and they got saved. Typhoon number 2. You know what? Listen, folks, go you there for, amen? You'll be compelled to win the loss no matter what. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 20 says, to the weak became I as weak, that I might gain the weak. I am made all things to all men that I might by all means. He didn't say by some means. He said by all means that I might win some. You mean to tell me that you can have some converts? Yes. You might be able to win someone, amen? Paul said that. Ha, hello. He said, you might, we win some, amen. I want God to win them, amen, but sometimes I get to win some of my converts, amen. I don't know if they come to church, but you'll be compelled, amen. You will show, you know what, you'll be compelled, you will show compassion also. Compassion on the lame. Look at verse 14. You'll be, for the love of Christ constraineth us. You will show compassion. The Bible says, look at Matthew chapter 9. Matthew 9. Lovely story. If you read further in the whole chapter, is he's going around healing people, lame people, and just healing people. But it says here in verse 36, it says, but when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. He was moved. You know, when you move, there's action. There's friction. There's resistance. The devil will resist you, but you must go forward to have compassion. You must have compassion. You got to have compassion. 97, 98, 99. That one sheep was missing. That shepherd went out in the cold, in the dark, dreary, rainy day, and that sheep was going, bah, bah. He found that lost sheep. Put it on his shoulder. Had to break his leg so he wouldn't do it again. You know, a lot of times we get away from God. God has to give us a little, get back in. Come on, get back, get back. But he loves us. He loves us. He loves us. You know, I like what it says here, and we pray for this pastor all the time. In verse number 30, it says, pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he would send forth laborers into his harvest. We got a strange phone call, pastor, probably about a month ago, and we met this missionary to the Peruvians, and he's to the death, and we met him at a missions conference 4 years ago. And he said, Brother Woodley, I don't know if you remember. He left a message on my answer. Brother Woodley, do you know me or do you remember me? I'm Brother Lee Johnson. Could you give me a call? Okay, we call him back. He said, I got a cousin. Went over to the Philippines. He's deaf. And he went over to marry a Filipino deaf girl. Do you have a number where I can get a hold of someone? He's looking for a ministry. Hallelujah, amen. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest. I've been praying that, Pastor. I've been praying that. And God will raise up. God will do it, amen. God will do it. We don't know what that, we haven't called and talked to them yet, but I'm excited just to call. Probably we'll call there soon. Amen. Praise the Lord. So the Lord of the harvest will do it. Remember that. Remember the method. Look at verse 16. Remember the method. What is the method? You got to have a vision, amen. You got to have a method. Verse 16, wherefore henceforth know we no man after the flesh. Yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth know we him no more. My wife, she's telling me that she would have never married me if when I was in graduating from high school. She was in third grade. And she said, I would have never married you. I had the big fro. And, but you know what? Praise the Lord. She said, no difference when I got saved. Amen. No difference, folks. When I walked in here today, I was just as comfortable today as I walked in any other church, in my home church. You know why? Because there's no difference. When Christ saved me, listen to me. Holy cow. Yes. He saved me. I saw saved. I saw lost. I didn't see no color. What color are you? I don't know. Saved.
lost. Praise God. Praise God. That's what we ought to see him, amen. We ought to go after him. The method. The method. Go after him.
Hudson Taylor, great man of God. Great man of God in China. He went to, he went over to Cambridge, and it was another man over there. And he was, D.O. Moody was preaching. Praise God. And this young man, just playing cricket, and he sensed the calling, the leading of God. He got saved by D.L. Moody, but he sensed the leading of God and surrendered. Listen, folks, if God is speaking to your heart, don't deny what God is saying to you, the Holy Spirit. You say, I'm too old, or I'm too young. Well, in 1986, I remember I heard a message. I was in the Air Force, and I was working 12-hour shifts. I was on recall. And I said, I'm not going to get anything here. I went there, and I'm not getting anything. I was tired from 6 to 6, 12-hour shifts. And went in there, and I heard a message. First John chapter 2, verse 15 and 16. I surrendered at that time. But I didn't tell anyone. I was ashamed. Now, here you are. I was ashamed. And you know what? 2 years later, Pastor, the Lord said, I remember I was reading my Bible in Proverbs 24, verse 12. It says, thou forbear to deliver them while those who are drawn unto death and those that are ready to be slain. And you know what? My heart was smoked. He said, remember back in 1986? This is the proof of it, Word of God. And I said, yeah, Lord. And I surrendered. See, don't hesitate to listen to the Holy Spirit. Please, folks, listen. Remember the method. Number 4, remember the mission. Look at verse number 18. And all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and has given to us the ministry of reconciliation. You know, you're going over to Israel, and I think you got to be an ambassador over there, right? You can't go as a missionary. Praise God, we can go as missionaries. And I feel for you, I tell you, but I know that you're going to go, and God's going to bless you. But remember the mission. Remember the mission. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 5 says, but watch thou in all things. Endure affliction. What will stop you? What will stop you? What would it take to stop you? I was over in the Philippines, and I had some illness, and it was a wake-up call for me. I've been strong all my life. I've been in the Air Force for 13 years, and I have not been sick one day of my life. And I got blood clots, flying back and forth, blood clots. Could have killed me. It was a wake-up call, but you know what? It didn't stop me. It didn't stop me. What's going to stop you? Missionary, what's going to stop you? I tell you, you'll get some lonely days on the field, but you know what? David encouraged himself in the Lord. David encouraged himself in the Lord. I tell you, I hung to the verses. I hung to my calling. And I said, Lord, God be my helper. Amen. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. I live it. Amen. What's going to stop you? Remember the mission. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 3. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Endure hardness. This is your mission, Timothy. Paul instructed Timothy as a younger brother. He says, Timothy, do the work of an evangelist. Don't bring me a cloak. I know that you want to warm me, you want to be a blessing to me. No, get out there and soul win. Get out there and be a blessing to others. This is your mission. This is your mission. Do the work, amen. Be busy. You know, God doesn't call lazy people. I tell you what, God, I was wearing many hats before God called me, Pastor. And I'm just bragging on Jesus, amen. And he's just good to me, and he allowed me to do all these things. Bus captain, singing in the choir, school teacher, Christian school teacher, Air National Guard. I thought, oh boy, I'm settling down here. I'm going to get my 20 years. God says, I got something else for you. Hello, your retirement is in heaven. Don't you worry about that. My wife keeps telling me, oh, please go back in. Please go back in. It was funny, and the day the Lord called me, and I surrendered in 99, and I got out of I had signed up for 6 years in the Air National Guard, because I was a school teacher, and the Lord says, nope, I want you to go. And I remember that the day that I signed out of the base, and that day was one of those days. I bought a little precious moment. Had a little curly hair, little hat on, uniform, and I brought it. I gave it to my wife. I said, and it had a little statue on the back and stuff like that, and gave it to my wife. She cried. The reality was, we're going to the Philippines, and her family's coming here. But praise the Lord for that. Number five. Remember and marvel. Praise the Lord. Look at verse 21. And he had made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. So remember and marvel. Paul leaped for joy when he says, I thank Christ Jesus, our Lord, who has enabled me that he counted me faithful, placing me or putting me into the ministry. Never get over the marvel. Never get over it. Never get over it. I tell you what, if I get over, I tell what I used to say. I used to be, when I was in Bible college, I see Dr. Malone get up there and just, and I used to say, man, I wonder what he's, so who is he mad at? Who is he mad at? I understood. By and by. I understood. Never get over the marvel. Amen. Never forget what the Lord has done for you. It is enough to be counted faithful. We have no rights to go into the world, but God has given us that right to go in and win souls. Never get over the marvel. I tell you what, I was funny. It's funny when I first got to the Philippines, and it's a little incident happened that really got me on my toes, because we were out in our first area there in Banban, Dop Dop, and my wife was, we had won a few souls there, and I was speaking a little of the language. I had been having little lessons there, and I was trying out my lessons and stuff like that, and I had some little children, and they were gathering around, and they were following us everywhere we went, and I was like, and they started, who are you? Who are you to him? And my wife, you know, it's funny that my wife said, he says, are you his secretary, speaking to God? Are you his secretary? And she said, yes. She said, but what else? And my wife said, that's my husband. Why? 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 Bucket! Bucket Buck! Why? I mean, that was like, I'm thinking, man, why am I here now? Why am I here? Why am I really here in the Philippines? And then they say, hey, eat them, eat them, eat them. There's a black person coming. Eat them. They are the Baptists. Here are the Baptists. They're coming again. They're coming. Like, the British is coming. But you know what? It was a blessing, Pastor. We went down this area, and we first got there, and We had the little children, Bata, they were gathering around, and they just one. We'll go to one house, and we have Bible study here, and they gather around. We go to another house, and by the time we had went to six or seven houses, there were 70 children. There were about 10, 11 year old, 70 children, and I looked at Raymond, who was with me, and he's an excitable guy, and I said, Raymond, what are we gonna do? You need to have a study, Bible study with them, a good news club with them. And make a long story short, they all got saved. They got saved because you know what? They heard the gospel every time we went to these different homes. They were hearing it standing outside, and you know, they could not hear it, but once they had heard it six, seven times, when Raymond got, oh boy, good news club, praise the Lord, they got saved. I will never forget that. Never forget that. So I never said, I let them talk, whatever they talk. I just say, Mamia, 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 Mamia. That means later. Later, Mamia, Mamia. So don't talk, just Mamia, Mamia. One time we were out visiting, there was some children coming, and I didn't know no better. And I said, they were coming, I said, Dito Ka, Dito Ka, Dito Ka. Come here, get over here. I know that means get over here. That's a bad get over here. That's a bad get over here. I had no idea what I was saying. But, you know, one of the Filipinos said, Brother Chris, don't say it like that. Don't say it. Remember and marvel, folks. Never get over it. You might make some mistakes, amen? But remember and marvel, amen? So much to be done, amen, in so little time. Solo time. Henry Ford, Model T. There in his garage. Stood by candlelight. His wife held the candle up as he worked on it. When they realized that they couldn't even get out of the garage, they had to start all over again. What did he do? Start all over again. Listen, folks, so much, so little time, so much to be done. I remember Wim Borden, great man of God, young man, rich man, to the Borden estate, dairy and butter and all that stuff. He was 18. He had graduated from high school. His mom sent him around the world. I want you to see the world. I want you to enjoy yourself. He went around and saw the deplorable situation, the desperate need of the gospel. He was moved. He was motivated. He was inspired. When you're inspired, you want to do something. He came back, dedicated his life and his wealth to evangelize the world. He attended Yale University for 3 years. Wrote in his Bible. No reserves. No reserves. Are we holding back on God? Are we giving our all for God? No reserves. He went to Yale University and then he was ordained and ordained and then he was sent out and he wrote his Bible again. No retreats. Sailed to China. Contracted meningitis. Died 1 month before his 26th birthday. You say, I was teaching a little child this in the church we were in on Wednesday. I said, Sayang Buhay. What a waste of life. Sayang Buhay. Oh, beloved. No. They checked his Bible out and showed no reserves, no retreats, no regrets. No regrets. This rich young ruler galvanized many into action. Can you say that to yourself? I tell you what, I know I can't do anything in my strength, amen, but... with all my heart and all my soul. I want to serve Jesus. Amen. I want to serve Jesus, and no turning back. No turning back. Let's all stand out of respect to God's word, and I'll just pray, and then let's bow our heads and close our eyes, and I'll turn over to Pastor. Father, thank you for this wonderful evening. Father, I pray now, Lord Jesus, that you just help us to remember some things, Lord God. Just get a hold of the invitation for your honor and glory. In Jesus' name. Heads are bowed, eyes still closed, Pastor.
Take your songbook, if you would, tonight, and turn to page 270. Page number 270. And sing a song of invitation. If God's spoken to your heart, the time to come is now. Don't wait. Don't put it off. God's challenged you, motivated you to serve Him in some way, to do something better than you're doing it now. Brother Woodley preached tonight. If God took something and then pinpointed your heart about it, you come while we sing page 270.
Just as I am without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God.
Second verse.
Just as I am, and waiting not to rid my soul of one dark blood, to just as I am, though tossed about with many a conflict, many a doubt, fightings and fears within, without, O Lamb of God.
Sing the fifth verse.
Just as I am, thou wilt receive, wilt welcome pardon, cleanse, relief, because I promise.
Bow your head with me, if you would, as Elena plays through one more verse. Are you being a faithful witness for your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ? There's no doubt that He deserves it. There's a lost world out there. Aren't you glad somebody one day told you about Jesus Christ? We're going to dismiss here in prayer in just a moment, and before you do leave, make sure you go back and take a look at each of the missionary displays back there. Get to know the missionaries that are here. Get their prayer cards also, and make a promise to pray for them. Let's be dismissed in prayer here this evening. Brother Mike Kinsfather, if you would, close us in prayer, please.
Oh, precious Lord, we've heard the challenge right there in your book. The fields are white and hard, precious Lord. Send the labor.
has searched our hearts, each and every one, and we can do more, and we can stretch it a little further, and we can spend a little more time doing something for you, precious Lord. Reach another soul, hand them a tract, shake their hand, give them a smile, tell them about Jesus Christ. Mighty God, it's all for you, it's all through you. Everything is through you. We give you the praise this night. In Jesus' name, amen.